Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
Hey, Nick, get your good mug over here.
Why?
Because I want to take your picture.
This is Emmanuel Rudenberg. This is 1978 class reunion. We are at the American Legion on Main Street. I've got Beth Staggs Fox here, the mother of the organizing.
Hi, everyone, from the Ames High class of 1978. It's been 40 years since we went to Ames High.
I really like the old photos of Ames. Where did you get all those old photos from?
The Ames Historical Society will make that for any class and bring it to you. And it's been a lot of fun watching it throughout the evening.
Beth, once again, thank you.
I'm very thankful that everyone could come out and have a great time. I think people enjoyed getting back together with even grade school classmates.
Steve Edwards here. Here in
Ames, and I work in Nevada, and we've got a lot of Ames people who turned out, and people from all over the U.S. and from Germany and from Africa. This is the class of 1978, the high school reunion here in Ames, and we did a charitable drive. We raised quite a bit of money. We did a food pantry that's been helping the Ames residents for 35 years. A little over 18,000 people are probably going to be served this year. And we raised $3,100.
Wow.
So this will feed a lot of families.
And what happened to your face tonight?
I made the mistake of challenging people. If they raised $1,000, then I'd let somebody in the class shave off my mustache and beard. And they doubled that and then some. And now I'm half naked and
oh, you look all right. Thank you, Steve. Maybe we'll see you in 5 years.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. There you go. For you. For that fifth grade.
Marla Evans Gonzalez here.
I come from Kansas City. So this has been the best reunion. I've got a whole lot of new friends that I grew up with that I didn't even know I had. After 40 years, I think people are finally starting to see each other as people and not as jocks or brainy kids or whatever. We don't have those cliques anymore, it's just people. And I think we're finding common ground. And we're finding out that there are an awful lot of people that maybe we weren't friends with in high school that we're friends with now or we could be friends with now. And I think that's what makes this one the best for me. So it's pretty great. Yeah, 40 years is a long time, but Ames is still home. All the people we're talking about, when you come home after 40 years, where are the places or what are the things that you have to do that make you feel like I just came home? And I stopped for a made right. I haven't had a made right in almost 40 years. It was wonderful. It was just like I remember it. That's what brings you home.
I came in the other day from San Antonio, and this was absolutely, totally awesome.
Mark Sogard here.
I came for the 30th, and I won't miss them. They're just amazing. We got a tour of the high school, and it's our last chance to be in the building. And actually, that was the very first time in my life, first and last time, that I actually stood in the band room. So, and of course, we got to walk through the stinky tunnel.
Yeah, the stinky tunnel. Yeah. John McQuarrie here.
I'm currently from Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I'm the assistant news director at the CBS affiliate there in Kalamazoo. Today, we had golf in the morning, and it was so much fun to get to play golf with people that we haven't seen in, well, for me, it's been 30 years. We went on a tour of the high school. We walked through the halls and kind of looked around, and while some of it was the same, the high school had really changed a lot. My home room was in the cafeteria. The cafeteria's gone. It's a weight room now. It's like it's a gym room, and the old school's going to maybe go away, and it's a little disappointing. But you know what? Ames High was a leader in education at the time, and that school was built as a model for other schools around the country I'm sure the new school will be that model too. And it will probably be a much better thing for our youth of the community.
Thanks, John. Really enjoyed seeing you and playing golf with you today. If you're in Minneapolis, come see me, buddy.
All right, man. Thank you very much. It's just so great to see people and hear everybody's stories and see how successful everybody is. It's incredible.
Yeah, I was.
Gail White.
Gail helped with the event.
This has been a really fun time. It was fun to meet up with people that I didn't even know in high school.
It was a lot more relaxed atmosphere than some of the earlier reunions.
We're all concerned about where our parents are now. You're asking, are your parents still living? And you realize it's not all about us anymore. You know, our lives have taken on a whole new direction when you've got your kids growing up and now you're taking care of your parents and we're all comparing notes. And it was really a great time.
Gretchen Potter Hauser, one of the key organizers here.
I went to Ames High, I went to Iowa State and did my bachelor's and then worked and then went back and worked on my master's and then worked and kids came along and there wasn't really a compelling reason to leave the best town in the world
nice.
To raise your kids somewhere else. So we just stayed right here in Ames.
Oh.
Now our kids are gone, so that's a different dynamic. But at a 40th reunion, it's a lot different because, you know, it seems like at the 10th and the 20th, everybody's checking up to make sure they can show their prowess or
right.
what have you. And
right.
this was just a community of people getting together and
right.
saying, hey, how's life and how do you feel?
Right.
You get to the 40th, you know,
yeah.
it was more of a checkup from the neck up.
yeah.
So at any rate, normally the guys get together and they all go golfing. And so we did an art activity for the women up at the Somerset Clubhouse in North Ames. And oddly enough, an area that wasn't even around when we were in high school. So we got together and we had brunch and painted flower pots. Some of the women painted fall foliage decor and some painted spring decor and what have you. But I think the thing that was the most fun is we had brunch with one another while we were painting and it was just getting caught up with one another. I got to spend some time with some people that I didn't really hang out with when I was in high school, but really I felt blessed that I got to develop a relationship with them. Perhaps we'll be staying in touch till we see one another again in 10 years.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Gretchen. It was nice to talk and get to know you some more. Like you said, it was fun to get to know other classmates that you don't always had time to get to know in high school, and it's a little more casual now, so.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Ben.
Well, you are welcome.
I live in Ames. I never left Ames, so I've been here forever, hometown. So it's really nice for me because I get to see a lot of people that I lose track with since we have scattered and we're kind of a close class. And I think that was proven out tonight by the turnout.
Dan Houck, part of the organizing committee, I got to tell you this. You are a dead ringer for Bill Murray.
You're like the 10th person to say that to me this weekend, buddy.
That's all right. That's all right. You know, I wish I had his money.
Jim Ellis lives in Champaign, Illinois.
Cool reunion. It was great. It was good to see everybody. It was a lot of fun. Let's do one in 5 years.
I'm from Ankeny, yep, and we had a great time tonight.
All right. All right. Thanks, guys.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support Community Radio through the donate button at khoifm.org.